Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna. Flagship station for MTSU sports. The views and opinions on this show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of WGNS, its management, other hosts, or advertisers.
And this is Edwin Lee Raymer with you. Ed Raymer for the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. We're glad to be with you. Good evening, everyone. Another edition of our little broadcast. I am glad. I do mean glad to be here. And because this first time I've done anything in the last 3 or 4 days is really worthwhile. And I got a good friend to get up here and do it with. Thank you. Lindsay Schultz is here.
Hello.
From the Spline Bookstore down in Smyrna.
Yes, sir.
How have you been?
I've been good. How are you?
Cannot complain.
That's
I've had
good.
A little cold.
Good.
And
well, hopefully you're feeling better soon.
Oh, I should be. I think the wife's coming down with it now. But
see, you just need to stay on that side of the table.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
I don't have,
I have
time
not,
to get
thank
sick.
Goodness. I don't know. We didn't either. I've not had a fever or anything. I think it's just one of these dreaded colds. I just
well, it's because the weather can't make up its mind.
Well, that's true, too, I guess. But, you know, I wasn't working out in the weather or anything like that. It's just one of those things, you know?
It happens.
Lindsay's got some things that are happening. It's called Once Upon a Page 2026. It's going to be a book and story convention. We're going to be talking about that tonight. And among some other things, libraries, book bans, book burnings.
All of the things.
Yeah, all the things. But believe it or not, I'll tell you what, we've got some good news for you tonight, too, okay? We really do. And I'll tell you what, Connor's on the board, as usual, doing a good job. Thank you, Connor. But for right now, my name is Edwin Lee Raymer, and yes, I'm still a private investigator. Welcome aboard.
This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show with your host, Ed Raymer, on your Good Neighbor Station, News Radio, WGNS.
Good evening. My name is Ed Raymer for the Edwin Lee Raymer Show, and you're listening to this show right here live on WGNS. AM 1450, FM 101.5, 100.5, right here from the great heart of the state, Murfreesboro, Tennessee, sitting just off the historic Courthouse Square. You can reach us tonight by giving us a call at 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. Or you can text us a message to that, and Connor will get it, and he'll be glad to read your question over the air. You can also find us live, as I said, my guest is Lindsay Schultz from Spine. Thank you, Lindsay, for doing this.
Happy to.
Glad to be here. Glad you're here. And you can reach us. You can see us so many different ways. My wife listens on Alexa. You can watch us live on YouTube at News Radio WGNS. Facebook Live. Are you streaming, Lindsay? I think so.
Yeah, streaming on TikTok on the Spine Bookshops TikTok channel.
TikTok on the Spine Bookshops. Spell your spine, the spline, S-P-L-I.
Okay. S-P-I-N-E.
S-P-I-N-E.
Bookshop.
Mm-hmm. Bookshop, okay. And you can watch us there. And a number of other ways. You can catch our little broadcast here on all the reruns that have been on here at WGNS over the last many months, if not years now. They're stacking up. So glad to be here. And also, I just barely got to see Angela and Angie Marie as they left. And is that Angie Marie or Angie Renee? Angie Renee. I get her, that lady, I'm going to get her name right one of these days. Just barely caught them on the way out. And check out their show, Simplicity. She's on every Sunday at 6 o'clock. She's as sweet as she can be. Both of them are feeding people, taking care of people, doing what the word is supposed to, was meant to be done. And they do a fantastic job. So check them out. And Jason Qualls with Financial Advice. He's got great experts on every afternoon that he's on, that he's not interrupted by MTSU sports or whatever we might have. And that does happen. And even I think Lindsay and I got bumped because MTSU, I think the girls had a game or something.
Probably.
Or whatever. And, of course, we step aside for MTSU athletics.
Absolutely.
And that's about it. Okay, Lindsay, what, you're here for bail money or what? What's going on?
No, not bail money. You would think with all the stuff going on, but no.
Me and you both.
No, so what I want to talk to you about is anybody that knows me, or if you don't know me, I run the Spine Bookshop in Smyrna, Tennessee. It is on South Lowry Street, right across from Wendy's. Bright yellow door. You can't miss it.
Yep.
So this is our second year for doing a book and story con called Once Upon a Page. And it's going to be April 18th and April 19th. And we're doing it at the Smyrna Event Center. And so we have a couple things. We're looking for some sponsors for the event.
Sure.
And then we're also selling tickets on our website at thespinebookshop.com. It's one of our tabs. You go right there. It'll take you right there. And we're also looking for local business owners to do donations for grand prizes and that kind
sure.
of stuff. But one of the things that is really cool about this year is last year we only had 25 tables. This year we're doing 50.
You told me that earlier.
Yeah.
50 tables.
50 tables.
Wow.
And, yeah, it's amazing. We're going to have local authors. We're going to have TikTok authors. We're going to have independently published authors. We're going to have narrators. We're going to have all kinds of vendors. And it's going to be amazing. We're going to have so many talented people this year that
right.
are just beyond amazing. Like, we've got Scott Wilnoski, who's a narrator out of California. We're going to have the voice of Todd, who's an amazing narrator. We're going to have authors like Lloyd Elmore Jr. We're going to have authors, Rowena Souter is a new author that we have who's going to be there. We're going to have some really cool vendors. Dark Anthem Publishing is going to be one of our vendors this year, and they run, they're Dark Anthem Press. They're going to be there. And that it's going to be
right.
a big literary event. If you mm-hmm. love books, this is the event for you. If you
right.
love audiobooks, you're going to get to meet some of the voices behind your audiobooks.
Right. Okay.
So cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's always interesting. A lot of people that used to just listen to me, it was always interesting for them it's good to finally meet you. I never did get to see you. This is back before Facebook Live and all
sure.
that, you know, because they don't know.
No,
they really don't. And okay, that sounds like quite an event. Now,
yeah.
this is April 18th and 19th.
Right, April 18th and 19th. And so, Voice of Todd, who is one of our narrators that's going
right.
to be there.
Okay.
He is going to be signing copies of the books that he narrated. And we're going to have all the authors that have all of the books that they've written are going to be there to sign them. You can take pictures with them. We're going to have a lot of donated books from a lot of them so that you can enter for a grand prize. It's just going to be so much fun. We're going to have G.E. Martin, who is going to be there, and he is doing a book series where you can put your kid's name into the book. And you can...
Really?
Yeah, it's super cool.
That's new. Yes. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, you can go in and
say it's new. I'm guessing it is. It's something different.
It's really cool because you can personalize it for your kid, and it'll be written by a local author. It's amazing.
That sounds like... That's a heck of an idea.
Oh, it's super cool. He's going to be there.
I'll be darned.
And it's going to be really, really. And then the other cool thing about it, too, is we're also going to have a lot of really amazing panels where you get to hear a lot of these people talk. So we're going to do a D&D panel. We're going to do an LGBTQIA panel. It's both that and diversity.
You're going to worship the devil while you're doing this?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're going to have. Well,
you just
I don't
can't
know.
Get
that
enough,
might be more for our horror panel. We have an author, Pierre Roustan. He's going to be on our horror panel.
I'm being a smart aleck.
I know
people,
you are,
you know.
But I love that about you. We're going to have a poetry panel. We're going to have an AI panel where we're going to discuss creative AI versus assisted AI. We're even going to do a TikTok panel. So,
well, you know, one thing about this, writing has made some advances as well.
Yes, absolutely.
You just had authors, and that was great. And we've got libraries around the globe packed with these, you know.
Amazing books.
Keith Richards said it best at the New York Public Libraries, you know, we're not keeping these books for no reason.
Right.
Of course, that's not true here in Rutherford County.
No, Rutherford County doesn't like books.
We like to ban them or burn them. Well, that's your Rutherford County School Board for you. But anyway.
And apparently the library board.
Yeah, the panel's library board. We'll talk about
that. We're fighting that.
Sure. And God bless you, you know. I mean it. It's plumb crazy, you know. And some of the books they have proposed, it doesn't make any. Lindsay, never mind. We're not going there, not right now. I may later.
We can definitely do it later.
This is a great event. Now, you've done this how many years now?
This is our second year.
Your second year.
And
the first year
was fantastic.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was far better than I expected it to be. And I really hope that people come out and show all these local writers and narrators and vendors some love and meet some really talented people.
So a young man like Connor who's wanting to open a bookstore.
As long as it's not in Smyrna.
Okay, friendly competition, I'm sure. But he probably benefit. I'm not trying to corral you into this. Don't get me wrong.
No, you should definitely come and meet a lot of those people. Dark Anthem Press is going to be there.
Right.
And one of the things that they're doing is on Saturday, you can sign up to pitch your book to them on Sunday. Because they're doing little time slots. And so Sunday, all they're going to do is...
Who is this now?
It's called Dark Anthem Press.
Dark Anthem Press.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to let people sign up to pitch their books to them on Sunday.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Going to do it right there in Smyrna, Tennessee.
Right there in Smyrna, Tennessee.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really, really cool.
Okay. That sounds like quite an event.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun.
Why? Let me ask you something. I don't know if I've ever asked you this.
Okay.
Is it something in your childhood made you always want to do this? Because, I mean, you are a book fanatic.
Oh,
you love
absolutely.
Books. Yes.
I don't know. I picked up books and took off and started reading. And, I mean, that's how my parents used to bribe me to do stuff is, okay, if you do chores, I'll take you to the bookstore.
Take you to the bookstore or buy you a book or whatever the case was.
Yeah. That's,
really?
I read so prolifically.
Right.
And now that audiobooks are kicking off and I know so many of the narrators, it's so fun to be like, oh my gosh, I'll listen to you narrate that book. Like Scott Wilnoski, he narrated a book that I really loved, Voice of Todd did. I know that I have another friend, Bradford, who narrated another book that I really liked. And I love getting to read the book and then listening to my friends narrate it. And you forget that, oh yeah, that's my friend. Because they're so good at narrating the book.
Well, I've had a couple of people tell me, say, you know, have you ever looked at narrating books?
You should.
And I have not, never seriously, no one ever approached me about it.
You should do it.
But They said, because you've got a pretty good voice for that, you know.
I would think so.
And, you know, who knows? Maybe it's something I could do from the nursing center.
I don't know. I've always liked books. If you're having a bad day, then go read a book. If you want to be inspired, go read a book. Like, I remember the first time that I read To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yes.
I the range of emotions that that book brought out of me, and I've read it probably 5 or 6 more times.
Sure.
And I get something from it every time. And then watching Gregory Peck play Atticus Finch, and watching him rail away at the injustice in the face of everybody. It just...
Right. Even in the face of the judge.
God, it's just amazing. It just, I love it.
A fantastic book. And then all the classics, you know, Huckleberry Finn, the whole nine yards.
Do you know what kills me about Huckleberry Finn is they ban Huckleberry Finn all the time, but they never ban Tom Sawyer. And I don't understand why. Same thing with Animal Farm.
They
ban Animal Farm, which is about communism, but they won't ban Watership Down. So I guess communism is cute and okay if it's bunnies, but it's not okay if it's barn animals?
I don't know.
And then you have books like 19 Minutes, which is the number one most banned book in the country right now by Jodi Picou. So our kids can have active shooter drills, and that's not traumatizing, but reading a book about it is. I just, you know, you ask me why I live for books so much. It's because it makes you feel less alone.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're in the moment with at that time.
Absolutely.
Right. I'm telling you, Lindsay Schultz is my guest tonight. I'm glad to have her here. We welcome your calls.
I'm happy to be here.
At 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450.
I would love to answer questions.
I hope so. The line will be open. We come back. Connor's going to take us to our first break, if you would please. And we'll be back with you on the Edwin Lee Raymer Show right after this. Stay with us.
Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
And I want to tell you about a great friend of ours, Jay Mullins Jewelers. You know, they've been in this county for going on 100 years now. And their new location is 1640 Memorial Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro. Jewelry for any and all occasions, weddings, birthdays, of course, all holidays, Christmas and everything, getting real busy around the Christmas holidays. Check them out at 1640 Memorial Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro. You know, Jay Mullins Jewelers. Can't beat it.
Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
And I want to tell you about a great friend of ours, Jay Mullins Jewelers. You know, they've been in this county for going on 100 years now. And their new location is 1640 Memorial Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro. Jewelry for any and all occasions, weddings, birthdays, of course, all holidays, Christmas and everything, getting real busy around the Christmas holidays. Check them out at 1640 Memorial Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro. You know, J. Mullins Jewelers, can't beat it.
All right, we are back, and I think we have a caller on the line.
Oh, Lord.
Caller, go ahead. Oh. Hang on. I got you. Okay, are you there, caller?
Hey there, Mr. Reimer.
Hello, Jeff. How are you? Long time, no talk.
Yeah, no, it's been a while, but I just want to say, I just want to tell Ms. Schultz, keep it advice there. I know it's hard. It seems like it's an uphill battle sometimes, these boards stick in there and stick it there and fight, because nobody, if you don't stand for anything, or I know you got groups of people to fight with you,
I will assure you, Jeff, this lady right here will stand for us.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I know she will. I'm just saying, if she wouldn't do it, nobody else would.
I mean, not me.
And I know their meetings have been contentious. I know the last few they've had have been real. Have been crowds of people, and I know people are concerned. I know they've banned their throat down how many books they've taken out of libraries or what they've done. But
they're trying, but they're not going to succeed.
Well, they won't.
I'm hoping they don't. But it's amazing how a library board can be political.
The problem is that if they keep going the way that they're going, they're going to end up being sued, just like the public school board.
Well, Jeff, you and I have talked about this, and the ACLU has the lawsuit all wrapped up with a big ribbon on it.
They've been watching meetings here for, I mean, months on end. They've already said it's waiting right on their desk.
As soon as they do whatever.
Whatever it is, it's coming out. I can guarantee you on that. I can promise you.
Yeah.
It's waiting right there. As soon as they say the wrong word or whatever they do, it's going to come out. I can promise you on that.
The biggest problem right now is the fact that we have accusations against the board of the public library, and no one will investigate it.
Yeah, true.
And, you know, you've got the director of the library who made some whistleblower allegations. But no one's investigating her allegations, which I find problematic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I just want to tell you, one quick thing, Riley, after I was going to mention that, but I want to tell Mr. Ray, I know Jerry, the guy in Knoxville, this is your show. I'll be right there with stupid. Jerry Green is running for governor on the Democratic side this time. This next go around for the governor.
Did you say what's his name? Jerry Green?
Green, G-R-E-N, yes, the lady.
Okay. All right.
We're on Saturday, the 21st, at Walnut House. Start at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
So anybody wants to go over there, they have like a meet and greet, like anybody wants to go see her or whatever.
Yeah.
Doctor or whatever it may be.
At the Walnut House?
Yeah, at 6 o'clock is coming up Saturday, the 21st.
Okay.
21st. So anybody wants to go over and, you know, meet and greet, whatever it may be, you go over and talk. I don't know how long the event's going to be, a couple hours, whatever, but if anybody wants to meet, talk through that. Issues or whatever you want to talk through, whatever, you can do that. So I just wanted to mention that and enjoy your guys' show. Like I said, just stick in there in the fight because it's hard. Sometimes it's hard. It's an uphill battle, but stick in there. I know you will. And y'all have a great week. Take care.
Thank you, Jeff.
We appreciate it. Yeah. And that's going to be this coming week, the 21st, I think you said. Yeah.
It's April 18th and April 19th. Is what this is.
No, he was talking about the visitor at the Wallen House.
Oh, yeah, I think he said the 21st.
I think he said 21st, yeah, be sure about that. And now your event is 18th and 19th.
Of April, huh? Yeah, it'll be our fourth year in business. It'll be my birthday, and it'll
Now, I thought you'd been in business longer than that.
No, as of April 20th, it'll be our fourth year in business.
Okay.
And I wanted to celebrate my birthday last year with a bunch of my author friends, so we decided to do the convention. And now we're kind of celebrating our year, you know, our anniversary of being in business.
Right.
And my birthday. And we're going to also celebrate we're going to just celebrate the love of reading.
Right.
It's the one universal thing, I think.
Well, I heard a guy say once, you know, it's a shame, really. And this is what I'm saying. But we were talking about the national pastime. It used to be baseball.
Oh, okay? Yeah.
But he said, I think what we're finding is the national pastime, if we're not careful, has become watching television.
You know, I watch TV all the time, but usually if I have the television on, it's because I'm doing something else, you know, and it's background noise. Like I'm knitting, or I'm doing an art project, or I'm doing laundry and house cleaning, but I always have a book on me.
Right.
Either an audiobook or an ebook or a physical book. I always have books on me. I probably average out 3 or 4 books at a time.
Really?
Yeah. I think I'm reading 4 books currently.
How do you keep up with that many books? I mean, I guess you just, do you get accustomed to it? Because I don't know that I could do that. I don't know. Even when I was younger, I don't know that I could do that.
I am sure that I have undiagnosed ADHD. I'm sure that I do. Like, even Carrie says that I'm on the neurodivergent. There's no way I'm not.
Right.
But I can have 20 billion thoughts at one time and still keep up.
Right.
I just have always been able to.
Okay. Now, if we can, let's sort of shift gears. And I know this is not why you're here.
It's okay.
But I want to talk about this library board and what's going on there.
Sure.
Can you bring us up to speed on it? Because I know you and Carrie, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So we had the meeting on December 3rd where the director of the library, and I can never remember her name, and I'm really sorry I can't remember
It was
remember
on,
her name.
I saw it the other day in one of the newspaper articles, I believe. Yeah. I can't remember it either. Is it Deborah something or other?
No, I'll think of it in a minute. So
okay.
She requested whistleblower status.
Right.
And accused Cody York of getting rid of books without going through the process. She said that he also wanted her to pull a report with all the personal information of the people that used the Hoopla, which is the electronic checkout system.
Right.
And
pull the personal information of these people.
Yeah, the names, addresses.
For what reason?
And this is just my speculation.
Okay.
But the only thing that I can think of that you would need the names, addresses, and phone numbers and what people are checking out and how often is for some kind of retaliatory purpose.
Sure.
But that's just my opinion.
Right.
That's not anything that, like, I would say is fact or provable. It's just my opinion.
In this environment, I can't disagree with you.
Right.
You know.
And so he, of course, disputed the claims, and they pushed back the book banning. And then at the meeting that we had at the beginning of February, February 2nd or 3rd, whatever that Monday was.
Right.
They had to, the librarians had to review something like 1,700 books or something. I can't remember the exact
2,700.
That's
2,700,
what it was.
2,700, and it was a little more than that.
Yeah. And some of the reasons for why the librarians flagged the books were because of the letter from Ted Haggerty.
Okay, Trey Haggerty.
Trey Haggerty, that's
it. Yeah, he's Secretary of State.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was just, they weren't really given a lot of direction, which is asinine in my opinion.
Sure.
And I think
everything is done on the cuff.
Right. Well, I think the librarians did the best that they could with the direction that they had. I praise librarians.
Sure.
I'm still friends with one of my librarians that I had when I was in high school.
Sure.
I mean, I personally think the librarians should just get a Pulitzer as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I mean, when I was in school, and we're going back to the last century now.
Sure.
Okay. Let me tell you, in the 70s, And in high school especially, if your teacher, you know, what is this here? Where are we at here on this? Well, I don't, you know, you might as well take this to the library and research.
Yeah.
It was just, even your own teacher. It wasn't because your teacher was dumb.
A dictionary, you know, that sat up on a table, and if you wanted to know how to spell something, he'd say, go look it up.
Sure.
And, I mean, I think...
And there's no disgrace in that.
No.
I mean, you know, you
teachers and librarians right now, I think, are the most underappreciated group of people. They do not get the
thanks. Oh, you can tell. You can tell by their salaries.
Oh.
And you know what gets me is teaching, being a librarian, whatever. I've said this before many times right here. Teaching is a profession.
Absolutely.
Just like the law, just like being an accountant.
My English teacher from high school saved my life.
I know. It's being, you know, teaching is a profession.
Yeah.
And it should be praised.
Well, and the thing is that people don't, I don't think, understand is that, you know, life is hard and there's lots of trauma and things happen to you. And being able to read a book about someone who has gone through something that you've gone through makes you feel so much less alone. It makes you feel seen. I mean, look at what happened when Disney did the Little Mermaid movie with, I can't think of what her name is either, and she was black. And you saw all these videos of these little girls who saw her and said, she looks like me. It just
That's
was an exact
right.
representation
yeah.
is so important. And if that didn't show it, you know, all these little girls, I'm a Disney princess. Look, she looks like me.
Right.
And I mean, that's
brings
the whole
it
point.
Right into view.
Yeah. The whole point of libraries is for someone to go in and browse and casually find a book that they want to read, or have a librarian say, hey, if this is what you're looking for, I can suggest some books. So the fact that we're pulling books that represent everybody out of libraries, and we're telling librarians that they can't stand up and say no, and we're telling teachers that they can't teach things, it's criminal.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think you're onto something, I'm afraid.
I mean,
I didn't think I'd ever say that.
If you don't believe me, go to the library board meetings, go to the school board meetings, because the very first one I ever went to, I went in, you know, I joke that I went in very Pollyanna.
Yeah.
Not having no concept of what I was getting into and sitting there just.
Really?
Yeah. Really? And that's one of the reasons we're doing this festival, too, is because I want to show that books are not going to harm people.
No, they won't hurt you at all.
Another thing I want to say, too, is if you are a high school kid or you know a high school kid who needs volunteer hours.
Sure.
We will give you volunteer hours. We need kids to help. So,
right. Okay.
I mean, I have a couple kids that volunteer in my shop all the time for community hours.
Right.
And this festival, we could definitely use that. We'll put you to work.
Sure. To get your hours there.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the whole point of this festival, is in the face of all the book bannings and in face of all the just anger and hatred and fear, let's come together for 2 days and celebrate our love of reading.
Well, I think it's the hatred is what has brought a lot of, I mean, you know, and hatred will breed fear. Those people know how to do that. They're real good at it.
Yeah.
You know.
And
you can't. No, just, you know, half of them just need to be just, okay, now have you a seat and sit down. We're tired of listening to you.
I get threatened all the time, and it's just like, okay, whatever.
They're not going to hurt you. No, it wouldn't be whatever. No, just have a seat there, Junior. I'll be with you in a minute.
Yeah.
You know, we're kind of busy.
Well, and I mean, we're all here together, and we all walk out to our cars together.
That's right.
And don't give anybody an opportunity, because we realize that what we're doing is going against the face of everybody. But the thing is, think, and I said this at the library board meeting the other night, think of something that you love more than anything else in the world, be it your kids, your dog, a book, a movie, your car.
Sure.
You know? And now imagine that you don't get to have that anymore, not because it hurt somebody, but because it offended somebody.
Yeah, right.
The ridiculousness of that.
It's totally ridiculous.
Yeah, we've lost the ability, I think, as a culture and a country to respectfully disagree.
Sure.
you know, yeah, okay, you feel that way. Great. I don't, but I get why you feel that way. You know, or I don't really agree with that, so why don't we just not have that discussion?
Well, and that's one thing that a good friend of mine, Bill Wilson, said up here. We must, and the only thing Bill ever said, it was right, it's this. We've got to agree to disagree agreeably.
Well, when you look at the history of libraries, Benjamin Franklin created one of the very first libraries. Library of Philadelphia.
Right.
And in his biography, he said that that library allowed working class people, farmers and you know, that kind of stuff, blue collar, for lack of a better phrase, to be as eloquently able to speak as the aristocratic. And then he also said that, I mean, that's what it allowed people to learn and educate themselves in a way that they had not been able to before.
Sure. That's what it's there for.
That's what it's there for.
To learn from someone else's experiences.
I mean, my stepdad went to the West Point Military Academy and graduated with honors. And then he went to MIT and graduated with honors.
Right.
I grew up with a library in my house. And
had a big effect on you.
Yes. One thing I will always remember for the rest of my life is when I was in high school, my mom and I were sitting in their bedroom watching TV while my stepdad was getting ready to go do whatever he was going to go do. He was in his pajamas, had his face half shaved, right?
Yeah, right.
Stopped shaving, walked down the hall. And my mom and I were like, what is he doing? And so we followed him down the hall, and he pulled a book off the bookshelf, read a page, put it back on the bookshelf, walked back down to the bedroom and started. And my mom, Ward, what are you doing? Said, well, I wanted to know what General Ulysses ate on the morning of breakfast before this battle, because I was just thinking about it. And that's just how his brain worked. And it was just
half shaved.
The fact that he knew exactly which book to pick out.
Right. Yeah,
and, you know, or he would just sit down and start doing quantitative theory problems for fun because his brain was constantly working.
Okay. Yeah. And there are people that are that way. Yeah. Sure.
And if you had an opinion, his thing was always, okay, prove it.
Sure.
Why do you feel that way? And it can't just be because you feel that way. Give me some backup as why you feel that way. Why is that your stance?
Well, that's what my father always told me. The best question in the world is ask him why.
Yeah. And if I ever had an opinion on something, why do you feel that way?
Why?
Go do research on it.
Here's the reason. I have a reason behind it.
Convince me why your opinion.
Maybe an unexact reason, but I've got a reason.
Yeah.
And if you can correct me, I'm willing to sit and listen with reason. Yes. You know.
Yes. He was always, okay, why do you feel that way? Give me a reason.
Sure.
Prove your case. And if I couldn't do it, he would make me go do a homework assignment.
Really?
Yes, he'd go research it.
Okay. Sounds like a cool guy.
Education was just a big deal in our house, and I think that my stepdad would be absolutely appalled at what's happening right now.
Oh, I don't doubt. Most truly educated people, they are not in agreement with what's going on. It's like the ruling, what was it this week?
But we
week?
Need them to stand up.
Right. We had, what'd they do? They took away the EPA. You know, they have stripped it of more than, now correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was like more than 1,200.
The CDC got rid of their librarians.
Yeah, I know.
Like.
What? Yeah, I mean.
The CDC.
The CDC.
Like, seriously.
Yeah. And I mean, you're talking about our environment.
Yeah.
I mean, we all breathe the same air. We drink the same water.
Yeah. But I mean, happened down here with the ice storm. Recently.
Right.
And how long it took for people to get power.
Right. And I have a very valid theory on that.
Yeah. I just think that we don't learn as a race of people. We do not learn from our history, because this is the exact same thing that the Nazis did. The very first thing that they did was go after books.
Well, the thing that people it won't learn is until you're smacked right in the face with it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'll garner your knowledge.
Yeah.
You will then go after it, you know.
Well, I just, and that's one of the things that I think is why I have to stand up against all of this stuff and lend a voice to the people that can't or are too afraid.
Too afraid, yeah.
I mean, I'm right. afraid too, but I just can't.
Oh, you could have fooled me.
Oh, I have moments, but I stay angry.
Okay.
My anger outweighs my fear.
That helps, okay?
Yes,
sir. Just hate them back. There you go.
Oh, well, okay. I don't hate them back. Like I said at the library board meeting, I realized that a lot of these people, you know, they're saying, well, we want to protect our children, and I applaud you.
That's fine.
I think you should protect your children. But where that right ends is where you start banning what my kid reads. You don't get a say in that. You don't get a say what I'm a 48-year-old woman. If I want to read something, I'm going to read something.
Right.
Yep. You know, and you don't get to do that. You absolutely have the right to parent your kid and limit what they can read and make sure that what they read goes along with your beliefs. And I applaud you and I support it. But you don't get to do that for me and my kid. You don't get to do it for you and your kid his kids. You don't do that.
That's right.
It's not right.
Lindsay Schultz is my guest tonight, and she is adamant about her cause and about her profession and about what she does. She owns the Spine Bookstore down in Smyrna.
Yes, sir.
And she's going to be sponsoring on April the 18th and 19th, Once Upon a Page, 2026.
Yes, sir.
It will be at the Smyrna Event Center at 100 Sam Ridley Parkway down in Smyrna. And they've got, what do you have, more than 50 tables set up for this thing now?
Yeah, we have 50 tables.
Uh-huh. Right.
That's double what we had last year.
Right. And right now, Connor, if we could, we're going to go to our last break. And stay with me and Lindsay. We're right here. Connor's on the board and back with you on the Ed Raymer with the Edwin Lee Raymer Show right after this.
Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
And I want to tell you about a great friend of ours, Jay Mullins Jewelers. You know, they've been in this county for going on 100 years now. And their new location is 1640 Memorial Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro. Jewelry for any and all occasions, weddings, birthdays, of course, all holidays, Christmas and everything, getting real busy around the Christmas holidays. Check them out at 1640 Memorial Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro. You know, Jay Mullins Jewelers, can't beat it.
Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
And I want to tell you about a great friend of ours, Jay Mullins Jewelers. You know, they've been in this county for going on 100 years now. And their new location is 1640 Memorial Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro. Jewelry for any and all occasions, weddings, birthdays. Of course, all holidays, Christmas and everything, getting real busy around the Christmas holidays. Check them out at 1640 Memorial Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro. You know, J. Mullins Jewelers. Can't beat it.
Hello, everybody. Ed Raymer of the Emily Raymer Show here with you. Lindsay Schultz is my guest.
Hi.
We welcome you back. Those of you watching on YouTube or Facebook Live, Connor's been on the board. We thank you. Great job as usual. And, okay, let's go over your event one more time. Once Upon a Page 2026.
Yep, Once Upon a Page.
This is a book and story convention. Yep. You're going to have local authors, narrators. Yep.
And vendors. It's April 18th and 19th, and you can get tickets on our website, thespinebookshop.com. And we're looking for sponsors. We're looking for donations from local business people for grand prizes, for drawings, and that kind of stuff. We're going to have 50 tables of authors, narrators, and vendors. And we're going to have a whole bunch of panels, like a science fiction and fantasy panel, a narrator panel. We're going to have a D&D panel. We're going to have a poetry panel on Sunday. We're looking for high school kids to volunteer so that they can get their social hours, their community hours and that kind of stuff. But if anybody has any questions or anything, they can call the shop at 615-768-9833, or you can email me, the owner, at thespinebookshop@gmail.com. But again, those dates are April 18th and 19th this year. It's at the Smyrna Event Center at 100 Sam Ridley Parkway, and you can get your tickets on our website.
And I want to thank you for keeping this in front of me. You started early, which is very smart of you. Because, folks, we've been looking at this for the last, month and a half?
I've been working on it since August of last year.
Right. And you called to reserve you a spot, so to speak. Of course, you're welcome anytime.
Oh, I know.
If I don't have someone already booked.
Sure.
And, and we got set aside once or twice. I think the ice storm came in.
It was nuts.
But you're here now, and it's way before time for this thing to happen.
Want everybody to realize that there's so much opportunity and so much talent in Rutherford County. There are so many amazingly talented creators.
We have very talented people here.
It's amazing. And I want people to come and meet them.
I've had a couple of songwriters, people that write poetry.
Mm-hmm.
So let me tell you something. Some of those poems can make fantastic
Clarence
songs.
Plank is one of our poets. You know, he was one of my very first poets, and he is so incredibly talented, and I just love, and I think he's getting ready to publish a new book of poems.
Really?
Yes, sir.
I mean, and I had a writer told me, a regular songwriter, he said, you'd be surprised how many songs have come from a poem.
Oh, yeah. Pierre Roustan, I think he's a horror writer, and I think that he's releasing his book a week before. And then I'm also friends with an actor named Todd Cook. And I'm trying to convince him to come out, but I don't know if he's going to do it or not.
Right.
But he's given some great advice to all of us with regards to marketing our stuff. I think that there's so much talent all over the United States, and a lot of them are going to be in town in Smyrna, and I think people should come and meet them and see what we have.
There's a lot of smart people out there.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's a lot of people that are very, very sharp, but they're introverted. They're not outgoing like you or I.
Oh, I'm shy. I mean, what are you talking about?
And as I move on, folks,
You know, but seriously, they don't, you know, they don't like doing interviews and things like that. You
that's
know,
what
they're,
they have
they're
me
shy.
For.
They're shy. Or whatever.
I talk about them.
You know, oh, I know you will. And because you've talked about me plenty. But anyway.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, stop making such scandals and
okay,
I won't talk about you so much.
Okay, whatever. Okay, whatever. That's fine. But this is a good thing. It's going to be a better thing come
I think so. I
April
think
18,
Smyrna
19.
Is such a good
yeah.
community.
It's a great
and
town.
Can absolutely sponsor this kind of, I mean, look at what they do with Simply Smyrna and Depot Days. And I think this could be another big event like that.
That's what I said to a friend of mine who sits on the city council. And I said, you know, when we were talking to the city of Smyrna, he said, no, we're a town.
Yeah.
We're a township.
Yeah.
And there's a small town feel. Always has been
I
since we
it.
Moved there in 1980.
I love Smyrna.
But it's still that way. And I'll say this is on a personal note. Mary Esther Reed is helping to do that.
Oh,
the
yeah.
mayor
she's
down there.
Amazing.
She is something
I
else.
I love her.
Yeah. And we've had her on before. And I'd love to have her back if she'd come back. She's welcome anytime.
I love her.
But she is fantastic.
Yeah.
And, you know, the last time we had her on, I had mentioned the fact that I thought we should build a wall between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
No. No walls.
Well, of course, I was going to set up a toll booth for people coming in.
Okay.
And, of course, I would use the proceeds to maintain the wall. See?
Sure. Okay. No.
People from Laverne or from Chicago, Illinois, they don't have to pay anything. But if you're from Smyrna, it's going to be a $2 toll.
No. No, I love Smyrna.
No, it's
and
a
I
great
love
town.
The people
it really
in
is.
Smyrna.
Yeah.
I just, there's definitely this support of the arts. And I
right.
think that Smyrna is trying to be that epicenter of the arts, which I think is fantastic.
Well, and here's the thing. When did you get to Smyrna?
Oh, gosh.
What year?
2014-ish, 15-ish.
Okay. My family and I was still living at home.
No, it would have been 2016 because that's I got married and about a year and a half later we moved up here.
I'm telling you, and when we moved here in 1980,
right?
A few months later, they announced that Nissan would be built.
Sure.
And man, that place took off like crazy. But I got to tell you, and my hat's off to the government management down there.
Yeah.
They've kept Smyrna a small town feel.
Yes.
You know.
I think it's a big town, but it still has that small town feel. And
sure
everybody knows everybody.
I know. Yeah.
It's fantastic.
And if you're not careful, everybody knows your business.
Well, and when I was growing up in high school, if you'd have told me I was going to want to live in a small town, I'd have laughed in your face. But I love it here.
Sure. It is. But it is. Smyrna is Smyrna.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like, you know. You know, you say you got Middle Tennessee, you got East Tennessee, you got West Tennessee, and then you got Memphis.
Yeah.
Well, you've got Nashville.
I love Memphis.
And you got Nashville, you got Murfreesboro, and then you've got Smyrna.
Yeah.
And Smyrna is a township.
It is.
You know?
Oh, absolutely.
And
it's a great township.
Yeah, when we moved here, and you wouldn't know anything about this probably. Well, you might. You might give up. They had what was called the old castle and dungeon. There was no McDonald's.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, and Bill Wilson, thank goodness, God bless him, he still posts some pictures that he gets from people from time to time on Facebook. And I hope you keep that up, Bill, please, because it's interesting. You know, I say, God, I go back. I remember that.
Yeah.
I've been here. My family and I, we've been here 46 years now.
Oh, gosh.
I've been here longer than I've ever been anywhere else.
So I moved up to Murfreesboro when I went to MTSU. And then I just kind of stayed here.
Right.
I love it here.
Sure.
And it's one of the reasons that I want to do this festival in Smyrna is because I think the town of Smyrna can handle it. And I think that there's...
Sure they can. Yeah. They can handle it. That's no problem for
and
them.
And I think it's a great spot to introduce. And I think that there's a huge group of people that love reading. So I invite them to come out, get tickets, meet these people.
Yeah. And... You know, here's the thing that you find out. Mary Esther Reed, Her granddad was a man. Of course, I don't know, you may have heard of Lee Victory.
Yeah.
That's the parkway it's named after.
Sure.
That's her granddad.
Right.
Man, can you imagine he would be strutting around proud as a peacock today?
Hell yeah.
If he could know his granddaughter was mayor of his town. And he said, you know, it was kind of like Smyrna's my town, but not it was his own town.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he was proud to be part of that. And he did his part to do that. He worked for the city of Smyrna. And I don't know, I think it was in maintenance or something like that. And loved it. And everybody loved him.
Yeah.
You know. But man, times were a lot different then. But Lee was a good fellow.
And I think that's why I'm fighting so hard in Rutherford County to keep books in the libraries and keep books in schools and you know, keep it a safe place for everybody, not just a very narrow-minded
Lee Victory was a Republican, and I'm going to say this, and if Mary Esther disagrees, she's welcome to give me a call, or her mom or her dad, either one. But I believe Lee Victory would have been right there beside you.
And
he
was
a Republican. I believe he would.
I think my stepdad
would have thought as much ado about, no, we got bigger problems. We got bigger fish to fry.
There's so many other things to be worrying about than books.
I know. That's what's so silly about it.
I can
have they banned comic books too?
No. They've been banning graphic novels, so they have put The Tempest graphic novel by William Shakespeare on the ban list.
Okay, sure.
I mean, you know.
He was a bad guy. It's something like, you know, I heard someone say, well, I think my mom, or may have been Joni, my wife was in the hospital for something. And said, bring me something to do, you know, crossword puzzles, word puzzles, whatever the case was.
Sure.
Said, bring me a coloring book. Said, you know, and one of the kids and me, you know, an adult coloring book. I said, yeah, I'm online for an adult coloring book.
I love adult coloring books.
That it was something totally different.
Well, I mean,
you know,
I'm a kid at heart.
Sure.
And I love graphic novels and comic books. They're some of the best things ever.
Why do you think the Etch-A-Sketch went over so big?
I mean,
it still does.
And that's the thing too about graphic novels and comic books is it's another way to get people into reading.
Sure it is.
And I mean, Potter did.
Yeah, I know, but I will say this. The computer age, these kids are doing things with computers today.
It's
and,
amazing.
Know, the books you can make. That's what it gets me about this strike, you know, against books. Have these people heard of the internet?
That somebody said that. Somebody said that in one of the library board meetings or the school board meetings that you guys are so worried about books. But yet, all your kids have cell phones.
Right.
They can find way worse.
If you've
got
one of them boxes right there, they can find whatever they want.
Yeah, give me a
And I'm
break.
Talking about whatever
Whatever they want.
Right.
I mean. You know.
Lindsay, thank you for being here.
Thank
We're
you
about
for having
out of time.
Me.
I'm tickled to death to have you here always.
Thank you.
Good luck on the event. We'll try to talk between now and then. By then, the grass will be green and the sun will be shining a lot brighter. Connor, I want to thank you for being on the board again.
Thank
you so much. We appreciate you. And I'll tell you what, we're going to get out of here just about a minute early, and Connor may want to play some sports or some weather or whatever. Until next week at 6 o'clock, I'm Ed Raymer for the Ed Lee Raymer Show. I'll catch you down the road. Good night.